abundant life, to have it fulfilled is my desire. Fill me with your blessings in every way. Do something special in my life today.
I am just a man.
Oluwa ti se leri emi titun mo leri ise nu aye mi omi fun koko re le mi atara o se ohun oto laye mi loni
dúró nígbà tí gbogbo wa lọ láti fi alleluia kí Olúwa Ọlọ́run tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ rẹ̀ nínú agbòjọ yìí Ọlọ́run tí ó dá ọwọ́ iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ dúró Ọlọ́run tí ń ti ọwọ́ àwọn ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀ ṣe iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ ní ibí yìí nínú ayé yìí tí ó sì lè dáwọ́ iṣẹ́ náà dúró Ọlọ́run tí ó tún ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ohun tuntun láti fi agbára agbára ńlá bí ìgbà rẹ̀ láti fi hàn láàrin wa àti nínú ayé wa nínú ìsọjéye a ò ní kíra kí alleluia yẹn
a ó kí
alleluia yẹn dáadáa ni mo sọ Abi gbogbo agbara wa ke hallelujah yen. Ti gbogbo le yo mi.
And the land will tremble.
Tori Olorun nikan la nke si.
Because to God alone you're shouting.
Oni opa mo ba ti Oluwa mo Oluwa.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of
Lords. Oni alagbara to ju gbogbo alagbara lo.
He's the mighty over the powerful men.
Oni o nbe ti o si ma be titi aye.
He's the one that lives and liveth forever.
Ko si opo ohun bo ti bu ko to di do ti o to ti o le to lori laya ti o so pe mo ke hallelujah si o.
No kingdom matter how great the sounds, hallelujah.
That is just a break here, when you're going to work a woman.
Or that these men should lift up their hands and begin to praise
him.
Only God alone.
Father,
Son, and the Holy Spirit. For him alone, the sounds, hallelujah, and our
praise.
Therefore, be expectant of the miracle. In everything you're going to do right now.
Seven,
hallelujah, seven glory. Operating with his end of miracles.
gbadura.
Not the time when you pray.
Ninu igbona igbagbo.
Even in the obedience of faith.
Ọlọrun ma nnewu agbara re.
The Lord stretched forth his mighty hand.
Ogun ajo to pe ni o ti ki hallelujah yen o pare ninu aye e.
It vanishes in your life. That long time difficulty vanishes away in your life. That covenant, your foundational problem,
vanishes
away.
Hallelujah
to the King of Kings.
Ready
to shout with all your strength and your stamina.
And
as you shout, the Lord will confirm himself in your life.
You
are going on the third round. The deliverance of your life is a needle.
We're
ready to receive the shouting of that hallelujah. The only one worthy a little bit shout on to the Lord shouting to you. And before his presence, you have right away.
We're
going to shout out hallelujah. And that mountain of problem will be rolled away. Are you ready to shout it?
When to go? Hallelujah.
Lord, once again, we bless your name.
For
the things you have begun to do, you are not man, let alone to lie. You are God. You are yesterday. You are today.
You are
the same forever. You never change. And you can never change. As you have done yesterday, you did today. Even you continue to do forever. Lord, because you are going to heal sicknesses, you are going to heal diseases, you are going to resolve long-term problems. By your word, you pull down problems, and you are going to save, you are going to adore, you are going to justify, and the fear will fly away, trembling will fly away, you are going to forgive, you are going to adore, Father, because you are going to forgive, you are going to ask for passion, you show mercy, you are going to deliver the captive, Lord. Glory be to your name.
Never
sin because you're going to show your mighty. You God of our fathers in faith, you like you. Glory be to your name. For in Jesus' name, our Lord. Everybody say a louder amen. I want every one of you to be attentive and listen now. Because today,
you
are stretching forth the hands of God.
It's
going to take away every bitterness you put in every life. And that is what the Lord will do. That is what I'm confirming to you today. The Lord will take away every appearance. Everything called bitterness. The Lord is going to take them away in the life of every individual. Be in readiness for the visitation of the Lord to take away the bitterness in your life. The topic of the message by which I speak this time on the first day of this revival, divine revelation that makes bitterness to sweet. Divine revelation that turns bitterness to sweetness. Divine revelation that turns bitterness bitterness to sweetness. The Lord is so much
good.
I said the Lord is so much good. Even if man falls into sin, and there is no hope of salvation for him again, yet God in his mercy as a creator of man, he paved solution. He paved solution. He brought emancipation for man. So the lost glory can be restored to the life of man. He created solutions to show the power of his greatness. And part of the revelation of his power for human is what I want to talk about. And which God is going to reveal in our life as well today.
Exodus.
Chapter 16, verse 22, all through 32. Don't forget the topic of my discussion, divine revelation that turns bitterness to sweetness. You will never experience bitterness again. Do you open your Bible now? Exodus 16, verse 22 to 33. 27, I read.
Oni Mose mu Israeli jade lati okunkun pa wa. Mose jade lo si iju suri.
And they went to the wilderness of Shur.
Mose lo ni ire ojo meta.
Exodus 15 and went 3 days in the wilderness. In the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to
Mara,
they could not drink of the waters of Mara,
for
they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Mara. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And they cried unto the Lord. And the Lord gave him a tree, which when he had cast into the water, the waters were made sweet. Here he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them.
Acting
to the voice of the Lord, I
will
do which is right in
his sight.
I will give ear to his
commandments
and keep all his statutes.
I will
I am the Lord that healed thee. And they came to Eli. I repeat, and they came to Eli. I said they came to Eli. Every life will also get to Eli. Where were 12 wells of water and 60 trees, and they encamped there by the water.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And in this revival, listen. The Lord will turn every bitter life to sweet. Now breakthrough has come for you. The life in confusion and disarray now has come by the mighty of God. See that you have been tied down for long by the power of God. In the name of the Lord, whose presence I
see,
and I'm confirming his mightiness to you.
Your
life has no breakthrough, no solution before.
As from today,
transformation will visit your life. Divine revelation that turns sweetness to our bitterness to sweetness.
All
the fathers and mothers, everyone listening to this message, I implore you to listen now. Listen attentively. And in this place, Moses took the Israelites to the wilderness of Shur. The Lord has brought them out of Egypt where they make them suffer and turn them to slaves. And the Lord has made them pass through the Red Sea. That problem against them, that problem threatening them. The Lord has made it fly, roll away with the rest. Now they have got into the wilderness of Shur. 3 days, they had no water to drink. There's no water for them to drink for 3 days. Now they begin to murmur. By the time they continue their journey, after the 3rd day, the water found was a bitter one. I want every one of you to think about it. You know, a man that is bitter, he would even not say no to a bitter water. The one that has been thirsty for about 3 days. But as bitter as the water, for you to know the extent of the bitterness of Mara's water, they couldn't drink it. The water that comes up at Mara, it was a fountain of bitterness. Am I these Israelites murmur again because of their own attitude? So what are they going to drink now? They have no water to drink, and now they found water. Now Moses called upon the Lord. Rabbi said, Moses did. And now God showed him a tree. God showed him a tree. God showed him a tree. God showed Moses a tree. God showed him a tree. Now Moses cut the tree and pulled to the river because God showed him and gave him the directives. And he did likewise. Now he threw into the water. Now the water was made sweet. Every bitterness in your life shall be made sweet today by the mighty power of God. Every bit of bitterness shall be cast away by the mighty power of God. I implore you, you just let your attention be here. Don't allow diversion in your mind now. Ensure you are following the flow of the message, and by the mighty power of God, that covenant of bitterness, the spirit of bitterness, everything operating bitterness in your life, today they will get out. Moses threw tree into the water, and that water, are more bitter than the vine, was made sweet. Now the Israelites began to drink. They drank in satisfaction. Now God talked to them. God told them what is the desire of them. Now what I want you to be doing is this. Now you have drank. What I want you to do is this. And what is what I'm going to do for you as well. When you do this, you still now have provided water for me. If you do this, this thing for me. I will never allow any disease to afflict me, especially disease of the Egyptian. I will never allow anyone to afflict you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you can listen to medical practitioners, the medical doctors now, when they are telling you the sicknesses in the world, I want to cover all your faces and head. You just put your eyeball out. You really want to greet anyone? And they tell you, Now these sicknesses, these sicknesses, they say another man's sweat should not touch your skin. Whether he coughs or yams, don't get closer to him. For glory to God, God creates a solution for the Christian life. This is what you must be careful of. What are your requests for you? When you are doing it, none of the disease of sickness of attack that attack the world, I wouldn't allow anyone to touch you. Now the medical practitioners are it's not how you can conceive that things will not if according to what they are telling us. I could see alone in God. There is safety alone when you understand what God demands of you. And the same thing they told the Israelites, repeating to we Christians of today. That is a promise. When you do this, I will do that. All diseases, none will afflict you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
None.
I wouldn't allow anyone to afflict you. And they arrived early. That means God took them to the place of rest. He took them to the place of peace. Early. That is where there are 12 wells. The one that I've never drank before. Now they go to the place of the 12 wells. It means one well for one tribe. And there are 12 tribes. One world for a tribe. Even there are 70 palm trees there. When they say palm tree is located somewhere, how do you think the atmosphere there will be? Very cool. The Lord will make you arrive at the end of your life. My God, power will make you arrive
early.
There are many things the Lord wants us to know and take into us this dispensation. There are many things.
Because
God is speaking to us. There are divine revelations that God has given us. But many never understood. And many knew. But doesn't apply it in his own life. When God revealed unto Moses, one thing is to reveal it to him, another is for Moses to apply the thing into water. The same thing as well for many people. He never knew about the divine revelation. He never knew God has created a solution to turn his bitterness to sweetness. Let alone understand the proper application. Brothers and sisters, and the Lord has given you the grace to listen to this message. I'm going to subdivide in three
sections
so that I will discuss with you and for you to all understand. And you'll be able to do whatever I ask you to do. Point number one for consideration. Experiences of the confrontation of worldly bitterness. Experiences of confrontation of worldly bitterness. I'm going to tell you what bitterness is all about and how it manifests in the journey of life. Point number two. Divine revelation that turns the bitterness of a man to sweetness. Divine revelation
that finishes.
That turns the bitterness of a man to sweetness. The Lord God is bringing up a mutual spirit. that he still changes the bitterness of men
to
and by power he will do that in your life. Point number three, steps that makes enjoying Christ for long. Steps that makes to enjoy divine revelation endlessly. I'm talking of point number one. Experiences of confrontation in the world. Experiences of confrontations in the world. And they were there, they went to the wilderness, and found no water. Hallelujah. On the journey of life, part of the experiences man has, in the experiences of life, water may be drained. When they say there is no water, it is water that quenches thirst. When they say there is no water, it means everything of comfortability, like money, things to live a life of luxury. When they are not available, that means there's no water. On the journey of life, it happens like that. Even on the journey of faith, after the man had come out of Egypt and gave his life to Christ and engaged the baptism, there are certain experiences man do have so that he will show the power of God and for his glory, that he might not find water. The man that have that is jobless, the one that have job and no money to gather, he doesn't have things of comfortability. He starts to love good things but cannot do it. That means there's no water for his life. The same thing what the Israelites experience, there are experiences of confrontations of the world. But when they progress, the God to Mara, that means the God to the junction of bitterness, they found water. But the water was bitter. What does this mean for us? One thing is to be thankful of good things and be unable to do it. When they talk about bitterness, the man that acquires money but engages in excessive labor, he struggles beyond the money he acquires. That is bitterness. That is bitterness. By the time he labor excessively, even when he's to eat, he couldn't enjoy the food again. By the time he went to his place of work and gone back home, when they put the food on fire, he has labor and now fatigued. He slept even where he sat and the food gets burnt on the fire. When they woke up, the food is already burnt. Even with the money he had, the labor, the food is burnt, as exhibition of bitterness. He acquired money, but there is too much of struggle. When man is feeding on things that never desire, he is eating, but he is eating something he never wants, something that does not satisfy him. The things that are not good for his nutrition, that is, it is bitter. Everything that operates bitterness in your life shall vanish away. When you are living a life of difficulty, that is bitter life. In this world, there are experiences of confrontation that are the result of fall into sin. There are experiences of confrontation, delay in diverse ways, delay of good things, part of bitterness and exhibition of bitterness, sickness, oppression. When there is no sound else, they are manifestation of bitterness, the spirit of bitterness. When it afflicts the life of a man, it manifests in form of sickness, so that all the money will be drained away. You are here and that's your case. That spirit of pretty bitterness in your life, come out. The spirit of bitterness, when it's in the life of a man, when it's operating in the life of a man, it makes husband to the wife to be afflicted husband. Spirit of bitterness, it makes husband to be afflicted as wife. The spirit of bitterness, it troubles our parents by their children. Spirit of bitterness, and it even troubles one with joy. When there is spirit of bitterness in your life, it afflicts one even with the body, and one is fed up of life. It will not bring anything easier for him. Not that they didn't find water, but the water they found was not drinkable. It is not drinkable. It is undrinkable. When one is living a life of difficulty as well, he generates money, but he doesn't know the way the money is being expended. He's spending the wealth in a very bitter way, and he's experiencing unworthy things. Those are exhibition of bitterness. As I'm speaking, I know the Spirit of God makes you understand the more. When they talk bitterness, when they say one's life is bitter, when bitterness operates in the life of a man, it makes one to be in rigor. He will be walking in rigor. Excessive struggle without nothing to show for. The spirit of bitterness makes one to walk in rigor. Be ready tonight to be free in the name of Jesus. I said be ready to be free tonight. I said be ready to be free tonight. You shall be free. From that spirit of bitterness, the spirit of bitterness makes one to struggle. It afflicts man. It troubles man. These are the experiences of confrontation of bitterness in the world. The god Chumara, the water at Mara was undrinkable for them because it was bitter. And that was why the name was called. The spirit of bitterness makes one to weep. It causes weeping. It brings events that bring crying. That was why I'm confirming by the name of Jesus my Lord. That spirit of pressing bitterness in your life tonight will flee away. Tonight that bitter spirit will stop working in your life. The spirit of bitterness will get out of your life. Burning. I'm not pretending yet. As the Lord has sent me and I'm delivering the message to you. And if that is true, you will experience the mighty hand of the Lord. I said you experience the mighty hand of the Lord.
the
fasting you've done, the prayer you've done, that you know, by the mighty hand of the Lord today, not by your faith, but by the mighty hand of the Lord in my life, and by faith and the covenant of the call of God, by the covenant of his gospel, you will experience God's hand for deliverance in your life. Power working bitterness will leave your life alone. Spirit of oppressive bitterness will leave your life alone. Covenant of bitterness will vanish over your life. The God tomorrow. The God tomorrow. They couldn't drink of the water like tomorrow. The spirit of bitterness makes one to build the house and be unable to live there. He built an house, but you couldn't live in it. The spirit of bitterness would make house to the problem. At home problem, outside problem. Everything problem for his life. That is how the spirit of bitterness exists. It is in the world. The spirit of bitterness. And these are its operations. I'm taking a point number
three.
Divine revelation that on the bitterness of a man. Divine revelation. Listen carefully. Two things I want to discuss in this part. I want to expatiate. You look at verse 5 and they cried unto the Lord. The children of the Israel, they didn't cry unto the Lord. They cried unto Moses, they murmured against him. The children of Israel, they are like children. What shall we drink? What shall we drink? And all the cried unto Moses. But Moses, he called upon the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree. God showed Moses a tree. And when Moses tree the tree to the water, and the water was made sweet. He said the water was made sweet.
2.1.
Listen.
You
see, the law of God. In 0.1, we can see. You know, God created all things. God revealed to our fathers that. Maybe this is Dongoyaro tree. Dongoyaro tree. He showed to them that pick it. This is the usefulness. This is the usefulness. It differs from chance. I created this. This is what it works for. Take it up. Put it to water and drink. In first part, you can see of 2 in 100. 2% of 100.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Do you understand?
He didn't pay.
The reason is, the tree revealed to Moses was the tree had been there before, but the tree was shown to Moses. How does how you apply it? Even God has said to him, something there is this. It is not all bitterness as this tree can take away. Take for instance, maybe a dongoyaro tree. Can it take away bitterness? It is not all bitterness. It is not all bitterness. When we are young, maybe fever. It cannot take away
disorder.
It can't take away ferocity. It can't take away delay. When there's someone is struggling, essentially,
don't go
yaro tree inside the water and drink it. It's only good. By that you'll be able to do. It is not an ordinary tree that God is telling us. Telling us about the cross of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Telling
us about a big tree. Telling us about someone that is to die on the tree. That's a revelation. Telling us about a man that is to sacrifice himself on the tree. Telling us about a man whose blood shall be shed on the tree. Telling us about a man that will redeem the life of men through his own life.
Hallelujah!
Shout hallelujah!
Oh my God.
Alone on you. Sit down very well. Your attention is already here. Or maybe you are where you are listening to my voice. That problem, acting like God over your life, you shall be free from it tonight. That problem scaring you. If you abandon your life today, divine revelation that turns man's bitterness to sweetness, the cross of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, and Jesus himself. Listen, what I'm telling you is this: it is not ask and
plead,
because ask and plead never take away the bitterness of the life of men. It is only little sickness that can be cured by use of arms. Number one, some men do point to hear that the tree God gave a devotion, which means this
one.
He's talking about the tree of the cross.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about a tree that takes away the bitterness totally and completely. That wipes away bitterness completely.
Everybody
say amen. Because the word of the cross is foolishness before those that perish. But unto them that are saved, what is that called?
Let me read it.
1 Corinthians 1, verse
18.
For the word of the cross is foolishness unto them that perish. Foolishness. Something meaningless, something not worthy, something without regard, something without meaning. Before those that perish. But for we that are saved, the power of God, the revelation of God, that is what I'm discussing. You know, you are experiencing bitterness. Not the tree where the teeth are nailed. That's ordinary tree. But the revelation of God is the cross of Jesus. Not just a physical cross, but a spiritual one. It is not a cross empty. It is not the cross where sinners are nailed, but the cross where the Son of God was nailed. The cross where Jesus was nailed. That was what he was redeemed. That is the power of God to save you, to take away bitterness from your life. You know, you don't know what pushes you to that spanwash or another club hotel in the place of club. It is when you drink that you begin to cry. It is the spirit of bitterness operating in your life. Now the divine revelation is conveying it at the cross of Jesus. The power of God to save you. The power of God to rescue you. The power of God to turn your bitterness to sweetness. The power of God to save you. That is the cross of Jesus Christ. Gospel according to John, chapter 1 and verse 29. Gospel according to John. And on the second day, John sees Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, that means that's a revelation. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Who are you that tied up by sickness by the wall? Who are you that you cannot rise up? Who are you that sickness abiding in your body? The divine revelation is Jesus. Cross is the divine revelation by which you died upon for your salvation. So that you can be free.
That problem afflicts you with your wife. Water money cannot take it away. Ordinary tree cannot take it away.
House cannot take it away.
The tree God revealed to Moses, talking about the tree of the cross of Jesus Christ, talking about Jesus that died on the tree, not just an ordinary tree. Brothers and sisters, who are you there covering your back? Jesus is revealed to you now. Don't look at any other thing again now. Swear away your height from other things. Now focus on Jesus. Listen. God told John that behold, the Lamb of God has taken away the sin of the world. Look at him. Now they said, look at him. I am revealing to you as well, behold him. See that you have every burden on your life. You don't know how it is going to be taken away. They are suppressing on you. Now divine revelation brings into your life. Jesus Christ. He's not the one that is given the name honorary. He was not given the position as honorary. He was not given the title honorary. Even is greater than the name by which he is called. He is the Lord of lords and the King of heaven and earth. He is the mighty over the powerful people. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. He has taken away the sin of the world. Who are you there afflicted by demons? How bitterness is produced into your life? Behold, Jesus Christ and the cross. Behold. There are demonic chains on your waist. You've taken part of the river. That's ordinary tree you're looking at. That's a tree by which things are nailed. You are being asked to look at the tree where Jesus was nailed. You are being asked to look at the cross of Jesus. You are being asked to look at the tree where the Holy Son of God died for you. You that negative words have been uttered to your life and now bitterness is produced. Behold, the Lamb of God, who has taken the sin of the world away. As the tree was shown to Moses, when the Israelites were experiencing bitterness, the same thing God the Father revealed Jesus the Son to the world. For everyone experiencing bitterness and walking through bitterness, the death of Jesus and his suppression of the cross was revealed to one of them.
Hallelujah!
Divine revelation! Divine revelation! That your life has been a place of medication. I'm here to declare unto your life. I'm here to reveal Jesus unto you. That is bitterness operating in your life. Jesus Christ has been to take away the bitterness. Jesus Christ is available to take away the bitterness. The bitterness in your life. Jesus is shown to you now. Jesus shown to you now. Tonight. Say Jesus.
Shall we be Jesus?
Say Jesus.
Shall we be
Jesus? Say Jesus. As you are saying it, your problem are resolved.
I'm the Jesus.
Jesus will rebuke you.
And the tree exemplifies the cross of Jesus and Jesus himself. The man that died for our own sake. The man that suffered for our own sake. Look up here and look at me. Maybe your father has made a covenant over your life. Your mother made a covenant for your life. And that is why Jesus is revealed to you. Jesus is revealed to you now. He's ready to stand as your father, as your mother, as your husband, as your Lord, as your God for your life. So that he can save you. Jesus Christ being shown to you. Idols cannot save you. Human being cannot save you. The leader of man cannot save you. Religion. It's not the history of religion. When men experience bitterness, they cried unto the Lord, what shall we do? And how he showed up the tree. Not all trees. A particular one. And how he told him the application. And it threw into the water. What is that thing happening in your life? What are the experiences you are having? What are the life you are living? And you are not satisfied all. The revelation. Gospel according to John, chapter 3, and verse 14, verse 15, and 16. Now it says, chapter 3, are you there? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, you will not perish. But have everlasting life. That cause you now see your life that make you experience bitterness, that make you feel the bitterness. That cause vanishes away today. Listen. It is coming to an end today. Now be very ready. Be ready for God. Divine revelation. Jesus differs from every other person. Because he is a revelation. He is a revelation. He is a revelation. He is a revelation. Mary, his mother, was told the Holy Spirit will come to you. Power of the Most High will overshadow you. And the only seed that shall be brought out of you, you shall be called the Son of God. The only seed that will be brought out of you, called the Son of God. That only seed coming out of you shall be called the Son of God.
Today,
you shall be healed.
I pray
the end is coming upon you today.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He is the one that wrought our salvation on the cross. Faith in him. Trust in him. Cleaving, resting on him. You will receive him into your life. Notice all the tree which was used, many pick it, put it into the water. In your life, you have to put Jesus as well. I'm not praying, I'm making you know what you are to do. You will put Jesus there. This is how you put Jesus there. You have to repent from the devil, from his attitude, from his actions. Now you invite Jesus into your life so that he controls you. Now you rely on him. Don't look at the threat of darkness again. Every word not of God, don't look at them again. If you can repent, and you give your life to Him, that you invite Him into your life, and you trust on Him, and then you talk to Him, forget about family causes. Forget about the transitional happiness in your family. Now you believe that your life has become worse. I want to hear from you. Your life has become worse. If any man be in Christ, he's a worse. Old things have what?
Ego.
Causes?
Aine.
Poverty. Covenant for idols. Tonight, I want to allow you to make Jesus enter into your life. Invite Him into your life. That represents Christ. Invite Him into your life. That represents Christ. Stop focusing on every other thing. Jesus is revealed to you now. Ask divine revelation. The one that came from above is greater than the one that came from the world. Jesus was the one that came from above. He was greater than how we are born. He was the one sent into the world. He came in the incarnate of men into the world to turn our bitter life to a sweet world. That a mom. Now I'm checking on point number 3 so that we can rise up and we pray. Steps that makes to enjoy divine revelation for long. As Jesus is shown to you as a revelation, you that child with dull brain, maybe demonic can displace on your head or you don't have dull brain for intelligence at all. Tonight, that hand on your brain is removed in Jesus' name. That amen is not echoing at all. That child that have demonic hands on his brain, that demonic hand on your head that is not making intelligence, that hand to remove in Jesus' name. That hand to remove from your head. Listen. If you want to enjoy divine revelation, you want to enjoy it for long, I'm discussing with every one of us right away. I'm checking back Exodus chapter 15. After the walk, my tree has been introduced to the water. Now check verse 20. And then it's here. If thou will listen to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and you will do which is right before Him. If thou will hear His commandments and keep all His statutes. Everything I've mentioned, do you know what it symbolizes? Obedience. What have I said? If you want to continually and endlessly enjoy Jesus, obedience. Obedience. Number one. Faith. I can call it belief. That you hear and receive. Number 3 is faith itself. Observe those 3 things. God requests from you obedience, belief, and faith. God told them, seemingly God said, if you can diligently obey, and you believe, and you have faith in me, what I request from you is that. That is what I request of you. None of the disease of the world will attack you. If you can do that, I will also do the same for you. That's a step. As from today, don't act according to the word again. You listen to God. Don't look at what the word is doing. The Lord said, you diligently acting, not to the world, For to the voice of the Lord your God, to the words of God, to the doctrine that you are attentive to him, to the leading of the Spirit that you are attentive to him. If you can practicalize everything, if you can hear his procedure and heart in us, if you can listen, receive, and believe on him. Listen, receive, believe on him. All diseases, all sicknesses, all attacks that fall upon the world, none of them shall fall upon you. And now in verse 27, and they came to Elim. You will get to Elim. I said you will get to Elim. You will get to Elim. Water will not trouble you there. And then there will be no bitter water. The water will not dry any longer. Yes, there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the water. If you can engage in this, you will enjoy divine revelation, which is Christ. You will enjoy it continually for your life. At Elim, that is where undryable wells are. That is a place of rest, the place of peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is a place of enjoyment. That is a place of joy. That is a place of long peace of mind. That hour and time has come. Can you lose your focus away from the world, away from the things of the world? Can you set your focus upon God Almighty? Jesus Christ. Can you look at him now, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? My people, listen. In this church, God is ready to walk mightily. God is ready to outpour himself. God is ready to reveal his power. God is ready to lift up his people spiritually and business wise in all ramifications of life. God will lift you up. People don't expect that people God will lift them up. Set your focus on Jesus. Don't look at men again. Don't look at the comments of man again. Do not joke with Jesus. Now focus on him. It is a divine revelation that comes to your life. Jesus as a solution. That problem affecting your life, Jesus is a solution. That incurable battle, Jesus is a solution. What happened to your life is this. You have lost focus on Jesus. What happened to your life is this. This is how you are fluctuating. That is the reason why the problem is not solved. When you target him alone, no matter how threatening the problem might be, as you do, that behold, that looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. How will I come? I want you to consider your life right away. What are the experiences you are having now? What are the experiences of bitterness your life is having? The hour and the time has come. The spirit and power that oppressed that day. The Lord is going to send them away. That power oppressing bitterness. That spirit oppressing bitterness. Now they are going to get out of your life. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands.
Holy Ghost,
You lift up your hands.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Just lift up your hands. Don't keep on the prayer. Don't do anything. Lift up your hands. In a signal of surrender.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Amen. Now put on your hands. Mother, tonight is your night. I said tonight is your night. You call upon the name of Jesus. When you call upon him, when I ask you to call upon him, you raise up your hands. Then you say, I expose my life to Jesus. You say, I behold Jesus. What have I said you will do? I behold Jesus. That is it. You look at Jesus. That is it. That is what has been shown you. Because Jesus has shown me as the Lord and Savior. Therefore, I expose my life to Jesus. That problem that said you will remain the same. That problem vanishes away today. Listen today. When I ask you to call upon him, you lift up your hand. You say, I expose my life to Jesus. I don't want to know the gravity of your paternal problem. I don't want to know the gravity of your maternal home problem. The power of God is now at your pressure. The mighty power of God is about to be at your pressure. You call upon it. The power that will transform your destiny for good. You call upon it. The name of Jesus. Because Jesus has been revealed to me as the Lord and Savior. I expose my life to Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Your life. The second time now. You see something break in your body. You see people that have not been calling you for long begin to call you now. You see bondages and fetters getting out of your body. You see things get out of your mouth. The man I have to look is not a human being. I'm not speaking in my own human wisdom. Behold it! Look at it! Who are you that negative words are against your life? Who are you that you are beating witchcraft to this food? Who are you are beating bewitchment to Who are you are fed of problems? Close your eyes whatever you have. Close your eyes whatever you have.
For
the name of Jesus. I force my life to Jesus. Because Jesus has revealed to me. I expose my life to Jesus. That's what you have been saying. I expose my life to Jesus. I expose my life to Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Jesus, oh, you are.
Amen. I saw dropping
bread. That Lord
that the poor no no no
the heart of your life.
He went to this to Ikoro.
That fountain of bitterness.
He went to this to Ikoro.
That fountain of bitterness.
He went to this to Ikoro.
That fountain of bitterness. In the name of Jesus.
Now,
fly.
What is with this to Ikoro?
That fountain of bitterness. Be sweet in Jesus' name. Fountain of sweetness. Fountain of sweetness. Call upon the name of Jesus. You call it loud and clear. Close your eyes. I expose my life to Jesus. I expose my life to Jesus Christ. That is what you will repeat it. I expose my life to Jesus Christ. Because I've been revealed to me. I expose my life to the one revealed to me. I expose my life to Jesus. Call upon him.
Lord Jesus. Call upon him. At every place you have. Anywhere you have. Call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus. Covenant operating bitterness vanish away from my life. That's what you're going to say. Every covenant of the womb where I was produced, covenant of the blood of my mother. Now you are in revival time. Expose your life to the one revealed to you. Every covenant of operating bitterness. No, pray. Covenant of operating bitterness. Vanish away from my life. Vanish away. No. Call upon him.
Tori mo ti bi aye mi wo Jesu bi. Pe nitori pe mo ti bi aye mi wo Jesu. Majemu to nsi sai koro. O ya pare. Majemu to nsi sai koro. O ya pare. Majemu to nsi sai koro. O ya pare. Mo ti bi aye mi wo Jesu. Pe mo ti tori ti mo ti bi aye mi wo Jesu. 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 Majemu to nsi sai koro. Oya mo te lodisio moko pe moko majemu to nsise ikoro pare ku onu aye mi pare. Oya, Lord God Jesus. Oya lorugo Jesu. Oya lorugo Jesu. Oya ni orugo Jesu.
Every covenant of precipitance. Vanish away from my life. Vanish away from my life. Vanish away from my life. Covenant of precipitance. Vanish away. Vanish away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Covenant of precipitance. Now, I come against you. I can't see you. No. It is not for me. It is not for me again. It is not for me again.
When you go, Jesus, tell me. Moka. Majamu ikoro.
Every Majamu ikoro. Moka. I reject it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject it in the name of Jesus.
Now the next thing Jesus is in my life already. Every covenant of precipitation, every spirit of precipitation, leave my life alone. Every source, every spirit of precipitation, get out! Don't look at another person right away. Because I expose my life to Jesus. Because I invite Jesus into my life. Every spirit of bitterness, source of bitterness, no, get out!
Lord, we are just so happy. Jade. In the name of Jesus.
No. Get out. Get out of my life.
Jesus, name
Allah.
Amen.
You mother, listen.
You will never weep at your old age.
That very thing that may cause weeping, the Lord has taken it away. You, this mother,
you will never cry at your latter age. You will never experience weeping. See, you go to the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I say glory be to the Lord. Loud and clear the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because I received the one show me which is Jesus. Put out the scriptures of my life. Everything called bitterness, get out of my life. Everything called bitterness, get out of my life. Live my life alone. Open your mouth and pray.
Jade.
Get out.
Get out.
Every bitterness.
Ekodu I said that.
Every bitterness of prosperity.
Ekodu I normal be.
Bitterness of tight delay.
Ekodu ejakule.
Bitterness of infertility.
Ekodu I shun.
Bitterness of sickness. Bitterness of problem over children over wife.
Oya shoro.
Now declare it.
Mendori pe moti pe Jesus
wonu aye mi. I receive Jesus into my life.
Moti ja Jesus sinu aye mi.
I receive Jesus into my life.
Ekodu ejakule.
Bitterness of disappointment.
Ekodu maro lore.
Bitterness of lack of deliverance.
Ekodu mara lanu.
Bitterness of lack of helper. Get out of my life.
Get out.
Get out of my life.
Get out.
Ikoro jade. Ikoro jade. Adu wonu aye. Selewe.
Ikoro jade. Ikoro jade o.
Jade.
Ikoro jade o. Adu wonu aye mi lo.
Ikoro
jade.
I say no, this year, Nino, I hear any cocker. Jade! Oh, yeah, Jade!
Ikoro Jade!
Ikoro
Jade!
Ikoro
Jade!
Ikoro Jade!
Ikoro
Jade! Ikoro Jade! Ikoro Jade! Ikoro jade,
Ikoro jade,
jade,
Ikoro jade, Ikoro jade, I don't want to aye mi lo.
Ewa ni tele baba yi.
Esbao.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi. Ni oruko Jesu Kristi. Ni oruko la Jesu. Mo soro gaga bi ati so lati odi orun wa. Mo so gaga bi isiran re. Mo wi pe gbogbo ma je mo ikoro nu aye awon eyan. Iwo mo bule sami o. Kan sa duro ndi to wa. Mo ti gbe Jesu kai waju e. Mo ti ti gba duro ni bi o wa. Mi pa gbara iwa laye Olorun. Gbogbo majemu to nsise ikoro. O ye di asan. Lori aye kokan. Lori oka kokan. Lori gbogbo eni kokan. Mi pa gbara nla Oluwa. Gbogbo majemu ikoro mo se lodi si ni. Lori adura igbagbo awon eyan yi. O na ni mo duro le. Lori itewo igbagbo won. O na ni mo duro le. Gbogbo eyin majemu to nsise ikoro. Nenu aye awon eyan yi o ya ni oruko Jesu Kristi o ye pare 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 eyin eyan yi mo gbe aye yin wonu eje mo ri wonu eje Jesu mo gbe wonu eje Jesu mo ri wonu eje Jesu mo ri yin wa sinu eje Jesu aja mi eje Jesu ni mo ri yin bo mo ri yin bonu eje na mo ri yin bonu eje na mo ri yin tori Jesu fi han pe eji ni eje mi ti ma je mu titun ti atasile fun oku eniyan fun imu kure eje eje na ti atasile mo ri aye yin bo be ma je mu ogologbo ma je mu ti sise ikoro ninu aye yin o pare loni loruko Jesu mo fi eje Jesu pare mo fi eje Jesu pa gbogbo ma je mu ni re ma je mu ogologbo ma je mu atijo ma je mu ikoro ninu aye yin mo fi eje Jesu pare obo loni o 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 ya gbogbo ide agbara ide ikoro agbara ide ikoro o ya dina o ya dina 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 gbogbo eyin emi ikoro gbogbo eyin emi ikoro mari kaakiri duro nibi to wa bo ji asona ta duro oluwa ti wa ni are wa ajara olorun ti so kale gbogbo eyin emi ikoro o ye ko jade o ya 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 ninu agbo ara te wa te tin sise e gbinu jade o ya je ma ke jade eyin emi ikoro aisan eyin emi ikoro alakala eyin emi ikoro ogun ijile eyin emi ikoro egun ijile eyin emi oro odi en don so ikoro o ye jade e jade e jade eyin emi ikoro aironu ni asedanu ijakule o ya 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 airona payo o ya jade jade loruko Jesu ninu agbo ara eni to wa o ya jade ninu aye eni to wa o ya jade o ya jade o ya jade o ya jade
arábìnrin, arákùnrin, mo rí ayé yín bọnú ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù. Mo fún yín ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù mu. 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 Mo fún ọ ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù. Mo fún ọ ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù. Gbogbo ẹ̀mí ìkorò tó wà lára ẹ̀. Ẹ̀mí ìkorò tó wà lára ẹ̀ tí ò jẹ́ mo rántí ẹ̀. Ẹ̀mí ìkorò tó wà lára ẹ̀ tí ń fọ́n sẹ́ bọ́ra ṣe. Ẹ̀mí ìkorò tó wà lára ẹ̀ tí ò dáyé ẹ̀kọ́. Ọyá gbiná jáde kúrò lára ẹ̀. Ọyá jáde kúrò ní ara rẹ̀. Jáde 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 jáde. Gbogbo ẹ̀mí ìkorò àìsàn, ẹ̀mí ìkorò ìkórira, ẹ̀mí ìkorò ìdáwọ́lẹ̀, ẹ̀mí ìkorò àìní, ẹ̀mí ìkorò àìlóríyè, ẹ̀mí ìkorò àìláṣeyọrí níbikíbi tí ó wà. Ẹ̀mí ìkorò èyí tó fi ẹ̀yà ara tó fi ni wọ́n lára, kèé ṣe lọ́la, kèé ṣe lálẹ́ ní ìsìn báyìí, ní ìsìn ní ìsìn ní ìṣẹ́jú yìí, ó yá jáde. Ó yá járu ẹ jáde. Olúwa ló ń bọ̀ wí. A ti kọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wípé àyà yóò pa ìwú àlejò. Ó sì fẹ́ fi ìbẹ̀rùbojo jáde fún omi kọ́ lọ fi ẹ̀. A sì ti fi ìpín orúkọ náà fún wa. Pé ní orúkọ Jésù gbogbo ẹkún ọmọ wọlẹ̀. Gbogbo ẹ ti ń bẹ lọ́run àti síbẹ̀ láyé. Àti síbẹ̀ ní ìsàlẹ̀ ilẹ̀. Irú ẹkún wo ni tiẹ̀? Ìwú ẹ̀mí ìkorò tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ nínú àgọ́ ara yẹn. Ọyá jáde! Ìwú ẹ̀mí ìkorò nínú orí, nínú ọwọ́, nínú ọ̀yà, nínú ikùn. A kọ pé àyà yóò pa ẹ̀. Ó mọ fi ìbẹ̀rùbojo jáde fún omi kan lọ́fẹ̀ẹ́. Bó ti ń gbọ́ mi ló ń gbà mí gbọ́. Lórúkọ Jésù, ìwú ẹ̀mí ìkorò náà, ọ̀yà gbiná jáde! Ọ̀yà gbiná! 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 Gbiná jáde! Ìdè tí ó fi dì ọ́ tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ ìkorò, ó yá àjàdànù, 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 gbọ́wọ́ ní orí ẹ̀. Kàdú ọwọ́ tó rẹ ní orí ẹ̀. Lórúkọ Jésù, gbogbo ìṣó tí ń sun ìkorò, ó yá gbọ́ lónìí. Ní orúkọ Jésù Kristi ti Nasareti, ó yá máa sun dídùn. Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sun dídùn, ayé ìṣó ìkorò yẹn. Ayé padà bí a ti lé ẹ̀mí ìkorò jáde bí ẹ̀mí ìkorò ti ń jáde ìwọ tí ẹ ti gún ní abẹ́rẹ́ òkọ̀kọ̀ lójú oorun bí a ti ń poró rẹ̀ tí a ń pa ní ẹ̀kú lára ẹ̀ ọyà ìsun tí ń sun ìkorò tẹ́lẹ̀ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sun dodo báyìí láti òní lọ nípa gbára lọ ọlọ́run kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sun dodo ìwọ tí ẹ àìsàn ọjọ́ tó pẹ́ ń pẹ́ lára ẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù Kristì ó yà wọ̀ ọ́ sàn kúrò nínú àìsàn náà. Awọ ọsàn ó yá lórúkọ Jésù ẹsẹ̀ tó ti tẹ̀ ó yá gba nínà gba 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 a fi ọwọ́ agbára Ọlọ́run kẹ́ ọwọ́ tí ò ṣe é gbé ó yá lórúkọ Jésù ó yá gba okun ojú tí ò ríran ó yá gba ìríran etí tí ò gbọ́ràn ó yá gba ìgbọ́ràn ọpọlọ tí ò ṣiṣẹ́ dáadáa ó yá gba ìtúsílẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù gbogbo ọwọ́ òkùnkùn èyí tí ẹ ti gbé lé orí yẹn ọyà àṣì kúrò àṣì ọwọ́ náà àṣì ọwọ́ náà àṣì ọwọ́ náà àṣì ọwọ́ náà nípa gbára ìfàmì olóyè Jésù Kristì àṣì gbogbo ọwọ́ òkùnkùn ọwọ́ ogun kúrò lára ẹ kúrò ní ọpọlọ kúrò ní ẹ̀yà rẹ gbogbo ọwọ́ òkùnkùn ọyà àṣì kúrò gbogbo àjèjì ẹ̀mí tó ń bẹ nínú ọ̀gọ́ rẹ tí ń du ayé ẹ̀mọ́ lọ lọ́wọ́ àfinánilé wọn jáde gbogbo ẹ̀mí tí ò jọ gbádùn gbogbo ẹ̀mí tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ ìkorò gbogbo ẹ̀mí tí ò jọ gbádùn ayẹ tí ò jọ gbádùn ọkọ tó tún fọmọ tẹ̀ láàmú tí ò jọ yín ó dúró tí ò jẹ́ sí ó dúró tí ò jọ kí wọ́n balẹ̀ alẹ́ wọn jáde 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 wọn ò gbọ́dọ̀ wẹ̀yìn ó yá kí wọ́n jáde kúrò lára ẹ̀ jáde ó yá yá jáde lára ẹ̀ fi ayé wọn sílẹ̀ 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 fi ayé wọn jáde 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 àfinánu ọ̀ jáde gbogbo ìkorò gbogbo ìkorò iná rè àfinánu ọ̀ jáde láti òní lọ ìsun ayé yín kó máa sun dúndùn mọ́kùnrin tí ì ṣe àmì kankan gbogbo àìsàn lórúkọ Jésù ikoro ni ifarahan ikoro ni o ya ko pare kuro gbogbo nti a pe ni aro o ya ko pare kuro isan isan to ni lo iwosan ko gba iwosan iwo tara ma ni iwo tara ndun loruko jesu awosan lati eni lo lati sese lati abale awosan itura de bayi e gbogbo lebi to ba ndun e bayi gbogbo to ba ni ese kan lara kan gbogbo le loruko jesu gbogbo emi ailera gbogbo emi aisan gbogbo ofa aisan gbogbo ogun aisan gbogbo ije aisan ni oruko jesu e pare e pare e pare ni oruko jesu kristi e pare kuro 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 ni pa ina jesu awo yesan loruko baba ati ti omo ati ti emi mimo e ja iwo so iwo ti en da duro soju kan atu osile oya ku oloju kan iwo tona ti dimo atu osile a pate lati bi lo ona abayo la fun o ni oruko jesu ti nazareti gbogbo ogun to gbe wa sibi adanasun ogun aye e iwo ti en ti fa ni emi eja buburu lowo atu osile ku lowo e agbara tin wo kiri aja aye egba lowo e loruko jesu agbara ogun odile to sokun mo lara loruko jesu atu osile nipa agbara olorun atu osile emi okokon dile tin tele o kaakiri afina pe iwo ati eniya ni oruko jesu afina pe yin niya afina pe yin niya afina pe yin niya ame to nbe lara ti ikoro nba tite afi eji atina afi siku lara oko ni fun oluwa o si ami yen ni igba meje ami to ba se ni igba meje o gba ma ti ara re
wo you choke up your soul
ni oruko jesu kristi Oluwa wa Bi o wa soke ko bere si ma yin ko wa ma wo ara re iwo to ni esan kan lara
Lift up that end and all the before begin to